Last week, you promised to tell us about this Hatsune Miku concert. Am I pronouncing Hatsune Miku correctly?
Hatsune Miku!
Okay. Okay. Tell us, how was it, first of all? Well, tell us, what was it, first of all, for those people?
Can I just pump this glow stick the entire time? Because
yes,
that's essentially half the experience. I did get this handy little booklet from when I went to the event. This being the anime princess who is known as a Vocaloid in all over the world. But how do I begin? It was such an incredible experience. I've never been to a concert like it. And I used to be a full-time music critic back in my olden life, in my prior redheaded life. Hatsune Miku began life in the mid-2000s as a promotion of, I cannot remember the name of the software. I bet someone in the chat room can beat me to it in like 10 seconds. But it was a special kind of software that took voice samples and voice algorithms, like real-life voice samples, and sort of algorithms of speech and vocoder kind of auto-tuning stuff to make, you could put words in and set the tune and set the tone and set everything else and make vocal performances. To promote this technology, the company in question put out a character, this blue-haired, pigtailed woman who they named Hatsune Miku, which is Japanese or something about the voice of the future. It's some sort of forward-looking kind of phrase. And not long after that, in the year 2009, they took that character, put her on a hologram at a festival in Japan, at one of these big pop music festivals where it's like band after band after band after pop group after pop group. Big, huge, resounding response. People loved Hatsune Miku performing live. And in the years that have followed, this hologram rig has been upgraded in a huge way. We're not talking about the Tupac hologram where they just took a guy in the back of a room and filmed him and then just sort of broadcast it with a mirror trick. This is fully CGI rendered, anime-ish approximation of a person dancing around in, I would say, 120 frames per second rendering, which looks really good on this giant 10-foot screen at a concert hall. And these concerts have happened in South America and Japan and other cities. And this is probably the largest North American tour that this hologram concert has ever seen. So you get, the show has a live band, in the North American case, four musicians. And you have the, as you can see on the screen, this is was in Tokyo just a few months ago. And this is almost exactly the same as what I saw. 10-foot tall screen that the crowd watches as the voice is played through speakers. Wild. What a wild scene. Everybody has their own glow sticks. Most of these glow sticks you see here are these special, like you have to buy them from the company because all the characters have their own colors. This is not just Hatsune Miku. She has friends. She has red friend, pink friend, blue friend, the yellow twins. They have actual names. I just like to call them that. And you can change the color on the stick to show your allegiance when that character pops up. It's just wild. And it turns out most of these songs have been developed by musicians and sort of crowds. This is crowdsourced electronic music that has then been taken over by the company who puts Hatsune Miku together for this tour. Seattle had the first North American show last week on Saturday. San Francisco is getting, I believe, two concerts tomorrow, Saturday, this coming Saturday. There's an afternoon and an evening show, I think, at the same venue. I can't remember which one. I don't even know. I feel like I'm losing track because I look at this here right now. I remember the experience of being in the concert. It was very intense. I kind of lose my head a little bit. I had a much better time than I expected.
Ian, you're in San Francisco. You could go tomorrow night.
Yeah, this looks like a deeply, deeply weird experience. I'm almost tempted. I've never come across this person before, and it was just like, it does seem like, you know, yes, we can all buy our own favorite branded glow sticks. I'm sure it would be an experience, but I'm not sure it's quite for me. It does look very weird, but...
Well, I think, don't use weird as a pejorative. There is something very intoxicating about the lighting. I thought was so impressive. That was the thing that really struck me, was when you look at this hologram on this video screen, you don't get that sense of it looking like it's a real creature up on the stage. But the way that they have the screen set off is done incredibly well. You can tell at certain moments when it's, yes, it's a screen. But for the most part, wherever you stand in the crowd, it looks like a person. The lighting is done in such a way that, like, even if it's this robot or alien thing, it's like, oh, there's really a robot or alien on the stage dancing around. They would sometimes have instruments or mic stands or other props that were lit up. I do wish that the show had more crazy stuff on that screen. This performance here is very straight. It's just a person dancing around. But other songs really went nuts. They had words pop up on the screen. One of them had little polygon effects, like sparkling all over her body. There was one in which she came out with really white skin and red eyes and black hair, and these super gothic multi-part wings sprouted from her back near the middle of the song as she floated in the sky during, like, the really epic guitar solo. It was just a Candyland of bizarre. I cannot recommend enough. Call it a one-time experience. If you're the kind of person who says, I'll try anything once, try this. You really should.
I've got to say, she does look like she's got more depth than Britney Spears, but yes.
Well, that's a good point that you make in your article, Sam, about how the record industry, like, chews up and spits out these performers in a pretty unhealthy way. I mean, and, you know, so there's something to be said about this not being an actual person.
Yeah, I think there have been commentators who've gone to the trouble of saying, well, gosh, if we're going to essentially turn music pop stars into objects, if we're going to treat people as these weird icons to be held to moral standards, I think, God, didn't Britney Spears have a purity pledge or something ridiculous like that? I mean, point, let's not act like it's weird to obsess over a robo lady instead of obsessing over Britney Spears. Let's just have some fun with the fact that there's something artificial purely for entertainment, purely for spectacle. And let's make it as robotic and bizarre and controllable as possible so that some artistry and weirdness and delight can come through without you having that sick feeling of, oh, she's going to be, you know, 25 in a few years and be discarded by the industry. You know, it's just a weird state in terms of pop music that it's a Japanese robot creature that has taken a step forward for humankind. Why not? I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, after you, Megan. Sorry.
I was going to say that I think that, you know, if you follow and play as many video games as you do, Sam, I think this is a natural extension for that. Like, that's not part of my world, so it seems weird in a good way to me. What were you going to say, Ian?
I was going to say, from a record company perspective, this is ideal, I would have thought. No more having to deal with smashed up hotel rooms, artists going on flouncing fits, oversleeping and missing the gig. You've got somebody
now
directly
you just have to
control.
You have to worry about whether the computer malfunctions. It's a blue screen of death instead of an arrest.
Whether or not you get a little window, would you like to upgrade to Windows 10 sign coming up on the stage?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, yeah, it's fascinating. Thank you for telling us all about it. And I'm sure there's some graduate thesis in the making here that can probably figure out whether this is really right or really wrong. I don't know.
A little of both.
Yeah, that's good.
No, it's fun. It's a spectacle. If you can go for any reason. I actually had a reader who said, would this be appropriate for my 10-year-old? I said, this would be one of the best things to take a 10-year-old to because it'll be so weird. You will be the coolest mom or dad. Just go. Yeah.
Okay. That's good advice because I have 3 children who are big anime fans. So I think that they would like it.